This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed that the BJP-led NDA government is dedicated to the welfare of farmers, prioritizing initiatives to boost their income and modernize agriculture sectors of the country. Addressing a public meeting in Guwahati after releasing the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.32 crore farmers across the country, the PM said during the last 11 years, the BJP-led government has taken multiple steps to increase the income of farmers.
PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke tahat 18,000 crore rupaye se adhik ki rashi hamare karodo annadataon ke khaton mein bheji gayi hai. ये योजना वाकई अद्भुत है. एक क्लिक से करोड़ों किसानों के बैंक खाते में सीधे पैसा जमा होता है. दुनिया के विकसित देशों में भी ऐसा संभव नहीं है.
The Prime Minister also criticized the Congress Party for neglecting the agriculture sector during their 10-year rule at the center. On the occasion, the PM performed Bhumi Pujan, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation several development projects worth around 19,680 crore rupees. The PM also symbolically handed over land pattas to eligible tea garden workers of the state and dedicated the 150 megawatt Kopili hydropower project. Earlier, the PM virtually addressed a public meeting at Kokrajhar from Guwahati and laid the foundation stone of a road infrastructure project, Assam Mala 3.0, four flyovers and two bridges in the BTC area. India has highlighted to Iran the importance of unhindered transit of energy and goods amid the current situation in West Asia. During the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian last evening. He said the Prime Minister stressed that the safety and well-being of Indian nationals in the region, including in Iran, remains New Delhi's priority. Special Secretary, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha said 24 Indian-flagged vessels to the west and 3 Indian-flagged vessels to the east of Strait of Hormuz are present. The government today said that it is closely monitoring all developments in the Indian Ocean region impinging on India's security and economic interests. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the government is taking appropriate measures to safeguard India's interests in the Indian Ocean. He said India's relations with countries, including those of the Indian Ocean region, stand on their own footing and are independent of the relations of those countries with other countries. On the war front, conflict in West Asia has entered its 14th day with no signs of easing as intense fighting continues between the United States, Israel and Iran following the launch of Operation Epic Fury on 28th of February. Fresh air strikes were reported in Tehran this morning, with heavy smoke seen rising over parts of the Iranian capital after another round of bombardment by US and Israeli forces targeting military installations. President Draupadi Murmu today said Divyangjans play an important role in the development of a country. While addressing the Purple Fest in New Delhi, the president said the fest highlights the ability of the Divyangjans. She also emphasized that Divyangjans have achieved remarkable achievements in various fields like literature, sports, science and others. Fitch Ratings has raised India's GDP growth forecast for financial year 26 to 7.5%, up from the earlier projection of 7.4%. Fitch Ratings said domestic demand will drive growth, with consumer spending expected to expand by 8.6% and investment projected to rise by 6.9% respectively in this fiscal. The Indian badminton men's doubles pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face off against Christian Kea and Rasmus Kea of Denmark in the quarterfinals of the 2026 Swiss Open Super 300 in Basel today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.